Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
7-year-old Andrew Spencer recently won the Bears punt, pass, and kick competition. But Andrew isn't your average 7-year-old. Andrew has retinoblastoma, a rare aggressive form of childhood cancer. Andrew's father, Tim, also has the same form of cancer. As a family, they've conquered heart-wrenching battles together and shown unbelievable strength. Here's more on the Spencer family's courageous story.
In my mind, there's things that when you lose your sight, there's things that you'll always see. My son's face is plastered in my brain. Nobody could take that from me. My son was born on February 6, 2007. It was 2 days after the Bears lost the Super Bowl. Oh, Devin Hester's opening kickoff, beautiful, still to this day. It was the happiest day and the saddest day is I had to go upstairs to tell my wife that our son is beautiful, but he has tumors and he has cancer.
Retinoblastoma is a cancerous tumor that begins in the retina of the eye. It develops rapidly, typically in young children.
He had almost 40 surgeries. The pain of surgery after surgery and the tumor after tumor. And at one point I thought that I was the only person that it's ever been to hell and came out of it so I could explain to people what hell was. When they're taking him back and he gets old enough to say, "Dad, help me," Dad, don't let him do it. All you can do is say, "Hey, bud, we're gonna be right here. Dad, help me, help me. Dad, don't let him take me." Everything that you have as a parent, you just gotta say, "You're okay. You're okay, buddy. You're the toughest kid there is. You're okay." And then when those double doors shut, that's when you go down to one knee. But then you gotta get back up. Or you gotta do it all over again. But you can't quit.
Sugar cookies, good job, that a boy.
Tim Spencer gets his inner strength and determination to beat cancer from suffering from retinoblastoma for over 35 years.
I was playing with my older brother and my older sister, and my mom noticed that there was a kind of like a discoloration with one of my eyes. So at 2 years old, they took my left eye and they decided to do radiation on the right eye. I was able to keep my right eye, so I was able to see. It was really tough, but even to make it to 5 years old back then was a miracle.
When Tim was 20 years old, he began losing vision in his right eye.
I was pretty much down to seeing a little bit of light and a shadow out of the one eye that I had. I went to the doctors and I said, "You're not going to take this eye." And they're like, "Tim, it's dangerous." And I said, and this was selfish of me at the time because I realized a lot more things. I said, "I want to see my son again."
But unfortunately, 3 years ago, Tim's second eye had to be removed by emergency surgery.
I spent my whole life trying to keep this eye. It took my wife, and especially my son, that said, "Dad, the eye doesn't matter." My son's out there playing football. I have to have somebody tell me what's going on. It's tough. Because I said, "Man, I can't even see my son play football. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm there. That's the most important thing." "I got you this one, Bubba. I got guarantee it, right? Ready, set, go! Sugar cookies! That's beautiful." He said, "Mom and Dad," he said, "hey, I want to catch football better than anybody else." And we're like, "Okay." He goes, "No, seriously, Dad, I want to catch it better than anybody else." So every day we threw him 100 passes. So his blind dad threw him passes, 100 passes every day. So now he catches the ball with one arm, two arms, backwards.
Andrew's hard work paid off when he advanced in several rounds of the punt, pass, and kick competition to go on to win the championship at the Walter Payton Center. From there, the Chicago Park District heard about his story and arranged for Andrew to be part of the coin toss at a Bears game at Soldier Field.
That was bigger than football. That's a kid that was diagnosed with a deadly cancer at one day old, has 8 tumors in the brain, that 7 years later he walks out there amongst superstars and 70,000 people clapping. It didn't even matter what happened at the game. That was bigger than football.
I met Willie Young, Jared Allen, Robbie Gould, Charles Tillman.
Andrew is in remission and has 20/20 vision. The Spencers are doing everything they can to raise awareness about retinoblastoma. It makes Tim speechless to think his son helped by winning the pass, punt, and kick competition.
My 7-year-old son, what he did with a football could actually save lives. And that's amazing to me because he wins the punt, pass, kick at the Walter Payton Center, and now we're on a Bear show. How ironic when you grow up idolizing Walter Payton. And outside of my father was my hero, but outside of my father, Walter Payton was always the guy that made me get out of the bed in the hospital and say, I'm gonna work harder than anybody else. This is Iggy, and he is a service dog, a guide dog. He is, he's awesome. He's highly trained, and he's the reason why I could put a harness on and go pick up my son from school if I had to. I can walk 3-4 miles anywhere I want. He is more than a dog, he's a member of the family.
Tim and his family started Beyond RB, Beyond Retinoblastoma, to help educate parents about the importance of early detection.
Almost 2 in 10 die. The ones that don't, 90 to 95% lose one or both eyes. Because 9 out of 10 cases are diagnosed too late. If you find it early, you're gonna save a lot of lives. And you're going to save a lot of eyes. There's going to be a lot of Andrew Spencers winning punt, pass, and kicks.
Anthony, their family really is just so courageous. Mm-hmm. And he even said, I'm not supposed to be here right now doing this interview with you.
Yeah.
But he said his family, his son, they got him through a lot of the battles that he had to fight, and they're still continuing to fight as a family. So we wish the Spencer family nothing but the best, and we really enjoyed spending time with them. Thank you for being part of Inside the Bears.